Hello, my name is Bisi Oladipupa and welcome to my podcast. My website can be found at www.inspiredwords.org. Today I'll be sharing on the golden censer. Your prayers are important. Gold is very precious and this is very much part of heaven. The word gold and its variations can be found 36 times in the New Testament, of which 20 of them are in the book of Revelation. Gold, by heaven standards, is much more better and much higher quality than earth standards, as we should be expected. Having said that, if someone gave you a golden ring of the highest quality, it will imply that you mean so much to that person for them to give you such a valuable gift. Before I read my main scripture, I will summarize the preceding chapters so the verse can be in context. In the sixth book of the Revelation, it talks about six seals that will be opened at some time. The seventh chapter talks about sealing of God's servants. The eighth chapter talks about the seventh seal being opened. I will read Revelation 8 verses 1 to 4, and I read, "And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour." Verse 2, "And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne, and the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints, and sending up before God out of the angel's hand." If you notice verse 3, it talks about an angel having a golden censer with incense, and this was offered with the prayers of all saints. Verse 4 continues by saying that the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God, all from a golden censer. We have another account in the book of Revelation which mentions our prayers. I will just read some verses out of this chapter. Revelation 5 verses 1 to 3, and I read, "And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And no man in heaven, nor in earth, nor under the earth was able to open the book, neither to look upon it." Now I read from verse 6. "And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vessels full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints." Did you see that? I will read Revelation 5 verse 8 again for the sake of emphasis. "And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints." Every one of them, the four beasts and the 24 elders, had golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Those prayers are your prayers and my prayers. Going back to Revelation 8 verse 3, if you notice, only one golden censer is mentioned, not two or three, just one. This golden censer contains prayers of all saints, not just the special saints with titles, special selected saints, but all saints. Our prayers are equally important to God and presented in a golden censer. Once again, for the sake of emphasis, Revelation 5:8 makes it clear that the four beasts and 24 elders all have golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of you and me. Psalm 141 verse 2 reads, "Let my prayer be sent forth before thee as incense, and let the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice." Here we can see again that our prayers are like incense. I will now read a short extract from a devotional that I recently read. People sometimes think, if I could just get so and so to pray his prayer, it would work. He's a real man of God. No, that person may have learned how to take advantage of what belongs to him a little better than you have, but is not any more righteous than you are, and God won't hear him any quicker than he will hear you. Now let's have a look at some examples of answer to prayer in scripture. In the book of Isaiah, we have an account of Hezekiah's prayer. He prayed because of the threat of the king Assyria. The Lord responded specifically to Hezekiah's prayer. This can be found in Isaiah 37, verse 21. Part of the Lord's response can be found in verse 36, and I read, "Then the angel of the word Lord went forth and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 1,000 and 85,000. And when they had rose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses." The angel killed 5,800 people. Why? Because Hezekiah prayed. James 5 verse 17 also tells us about Elisha, who was a man of subject to like passion as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain. Prayer is important, and our prayers, when based on God's will and direction, are effective. So this is my short exhortation today. Our prayers have an eternal weight to them. Prayers that you have prayed for revivers, children, grandchildren, and generations to come are all active and alive. The prayers of our Christian forerunners are all included in that same golden censer, and are odors around the throne presented by the four beasts and 24 elders, according to Revelation 5 verse 8. We walk by faith. We live by faith. Never give up on effective prayer, because someone or something is relying on your prayer. God is faithful, and we mean so much to him. Let's remember the golden censer whenever we pray, and that our prayers around God's throne are odors. So keep praying and never give up. Thanks for listening.